Okay, so Patrick, ACA, really happy to be here. I'm happy that we have Jude with us tonight. I feel like I've known Jude for a long time, but really it's only been during quarantine. It's odd to me that Jude wasn't in our in-person men's meeting, because it feels like he was part of our in-person era. But that was just the start of quarantine. I met Jude in our men's meeting. We have a Santa Barbara Tuesday night men's meeting, but it's open to all ACA members. So I met Jude there, and we started doing outreach shortly after, and the outreach with Jude has been very beneficial for me. It's interesting, you know, how outreach works. I was encouraged by my sponsor to let outreach be kind of more of a network and something that I'm fluid about, and doing outreach with multiple people. And that encouragement has been so helpful to my recovery. And it's interesting, it goes through waves, and I'll have these kind of like regular set of calls with people, and then I'll have some, you know, some wild card random calls that come in. And during quarantine especially, that has been a huge lifeline for me. Just to be able to land into a phone call and unravel. You know, it's so much different than sharing on a meeting where it's timed. And I only have so much time to get something out, and then my time's up, and that's it. Which can be beneficial for, you know, cracking the case. But if I want to unravel the case and let myself sprawl out, the phone has been where that goes on for me. I've really appreciated doing outreach with Jude, because he's honest. Not just about his story and where he's at, but his feelings. And for me as an ACA, it's been a journey to get in touch with my feelings, and it's a journey I'm still on. And so it's been helpful to be doing outreach with someone that's on that same path, talking about their feelings. And there's been many times, kind of how the beginning of my phone calls go with Jude is, Jude will say, "Patrick, how's it going?" And I say, "Oh, doing great." My, you know, auto response, "Doing great, Jude. Thanks for asking. How you doing?" And Jude answers the question honestly about how he's actually doing, how he's actually feeling. And I that's still happening, but I'm still struck by it every time of, oh, yeah, that is what this is about. How am I actually doing? What am I actually feeling? What's going on inside of me? What do I need to talk about? What's live for me right now? If I was just going to take a pulse on that. So I've learned a lot from being on the phone with Jude and having that back and forth. Lately, we've been doing this mirror work exercise together, and it's been really beneficial. I've been doing mirror work for a while, specifically mirror work affirmations, where I look myself in the eye and tell myself certain things. There's some really good ones in Chapter 8 of the Big Red Book, the section about becoming my own loving parent. There's some really good affirmations in there. But I also enjoy customizing affirmations and writing affirmations that are specific to me and specific to my situation. One of them for me has been backfilling, where I missed out on some connection with my father and being invited into healthy masculinity. And so some of my affirmations are geared specifically to backfilling that vacancy and telling myself that I'm courageous, that I'm brave, that I'm strong, that I'm a good man, that I'm a wild man, these sorts of things. There was a season where one of my main affirmations was, "Patrick, you're a badass. You are one badass mother." And that was backfilling some area that my critical parent had filled in with, "You're a coward, you're weak, you're stupid, you're incapable, because there was a vacancy left by childhood, and my critical parent's job is to fill those vacancies to try to protect me, but he fills them with things that aren't helpful. But now me and Jude are doing this other exercise where it involves being quiet and noticing things and writing them down. And there's a minute of just noticing things about myself, about my physical appearance, that gives me a chance to accept myself as I am. And then there's a period of looking into my eyes and being quiet. And there's been really interesting things coming up. So I share that just to offer a glimpse into what it's like to be doing outreach and the freedom and liberty as an ACA that I get to try stuff with someone and try these exercises. And I've been getting a lot out of it. And I'm reminded on this topic of kind of the one day at a time nature of recovery. Today, the stuff we are sharing, I'll just read a little tiny bit of. So in the second part of this mirror exercise that I was doing with Jude, the part where I was looking into my eyes, my inner child surfaced, maybe about 6 or 7 years old. And one of the things he had to say was, I want daddy's approval. I want daddy's approval. I want daddy to like me. I want to know that I'm capable, brave, and strong. That happened during the mirror work today. And my dad actually came over to my house later today to visit my sister. And I was able to connect with him and talk with him. And that was an example for me of kind of the mystery of recovery. And how if I'm just engaging and participating in the recovery that's right in front of me today, oftentimes there's these serendipitous moments that happen like that, where it's this morning I got to confess and share my inner child's longing to be connected to dad. And then dad shows up later today, but I had my loving parent with me to give me what dad couldn't give me in person. And I guess that's where I will end as this topic of loving parent, because especially doing outreach with Jude, but one of my favorite outreach topics in general is critical parent versus loving parent. And there's something really powerful about exposing my critical parent. And me and Jude do this all the time, and we often get laughing. This is one of the topics that we end up laughing about, is as I expose my critical parent and the things my critical parent is telling me, it's often laughable. It's vicious and it's cruel, but to hear it in plain English is like, it's outlandish. But if I don't expose it, it just lives inside of me and causes this destruction and makes me feel bad and leads to people pleasing and etc. So me and Jude do this all the time. We expose our critical parents together, and then it opens up a space to backfill with the loving parent. What's the loving parent telling me about this situation? And time and again, what I've experienced through this is that my loving parent is far more reasonable and has a much more global picture of the situation, whereas my critical parent is dialing in, accusing me, beating me up, saying I'm less than. My loving parent has a perspective that's more connected to reality and much more reasonable, sees me in a much more balanced perspective and gives me lots of affirmations. So I think I'm going to leave it there on the critical parent, loving parent. And I'm pleased to introduce our speaker tonight, Jude. Jude, happy to have you here, and welcome to the Santa Barbara ACA speaker meeting. We'd love to hear from you.